today's meeting was supposed to consider the overseas editor report. But it's not ready, hence we could not continue with it. We then decided, no, let's rather dispose of minutes, about 8 sets of minutes that we have with us. There will be matters arising, and you may find that some of the matters arising were attended to, but it is procedural that as we attend to minutes, we also deal with matters arising. I would also like us to put aside the minutes on the BRRR, because I realize that they do not, while they mention amendments, but amendments are not included here. So I've discussed with the secretary that we'll put them aside until he brings us the thing. But the issue with the BRRR is that we're still going to be discussing this in Parliament. And for us to be able to be relevant, we need to know what type of amendments were effected. So it will be important that at some stage, before adjournment, we allow the secretary to go and look at the matter and then come back to us so that you can conclude on the amendment. We really need to approve the minutes on BRRR. Otherwise, let's continue now with the reports, with the minutes. The first set of minutes is the minutes of the 13th of June. The meeting was held at Townhouse Hotel, and we were looking at LPG Market Inquiry. LPG Market Inquiry. If we remember, this was just a briefing by the researcher in preparation to our meeting with the Competition Commission on the LPG. I also take it that minutes were sent to members in advance, and therefore we're going to just go page by page. The first page, all names are there, correctly placed, correctly spelled. We don't have a problem. Can you go to page 2? Agreed. Thank you. Any other matter? If we're okay with page 2, can go to page 3. Are we fine? Who was writing this minute? That is done.
Thank you very much, Chair. The minutes are fine, well written. I'm just thinking that on one, under four, someone who was not necessarily part of the meetings preceding this one should have an idea about the study tour. Mm-hmm. Study tour to where? To Malaysia.
Member Simba moves for the adoption. Any pretender? Mr. Atkinson, thank you. Can we go to matters arising? Any matter arising on page 2? Or matters arising on page 2? So should we put the matters on that point as a matter arising? Okay. What would be number one? Okay, and Transnet, ne? NERSA and Transnet. Thank you. Any other matter arising on page 2? Nothing. Can we go to page 3? I guess the study tour. It's okay, the training, UP training was done also. So we only have these two. Do you want to say anything on the matters arising? Interaction with committees in Parliament. I think we, in our program, if you remember well, we had initially on the third quarter program, we had interaction with the PC on energy. But because of time constraints, I don't think we'll still be able to do so because of that. Because the calendar, I mean, the third quarter program has changed. as a result, it's going to affect even the last part, which is the committee, 2 weeks committee week. So we won't be able, therefore, to interact in the current quarter. We might look at that in the fourth quarter, so that because we have joint meeting lined up for the fourth quarter also. We'll still come back with to you with the final recommendation for the fourth quarter program. NERSA also and Transnet, I think we might even look into that going forward. The LPG sector was serious and something that we need to follow up. So can we agree, therefore, that we await the fourth quarter program and ensure that the Peter Paul and Wabisa, that that is included in the fourth quarter program? Yeah, which is the first quarter of the calendar year, but the fourth quarter of the financial year. Okay. If we agree, can we move on? Thank you. That then concludes the minutes of the 13th of June. Can we go to the next set of minutes, which is the minutes of the 28th of June? It was in M46, Max Building. Remember, we had a joint briefing with the PC on health and trade and industry on pharmaceuticals. This was a response from our oversight visit to Aspen in the Eastern Cape. So let's look at the first page. Okay, can we go to page 2? Page 3. Oh, you still want more time on page 2? Page 3. Page 4. Are we fine, or should we spend more time on page 4? Page 5. if we agree that it then.
Thank you very much. Just a small correction or addition. The second paragraph, second line, the second paragraph starting with Mrs. Coleman, then the second line, there is indeed a need for further. Thank you.
Thank you.
After that, do we feel the minutes represent what transpired on the 28th of June in our meeting? If you're okay, can we formally adopt the minutes? Any mover? And the second?
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. Any second?
Members in the second. Thank you. The matter is arising. Page 2. Page 4. Any matter arising on page 4? Are we okay? We don't need anything. We still need to collaborate with other departments, we said so. We also had planned a follow-up meeting with the DTI and the health department to sit with our sister committees just to follow up on some of these issues as raised here. Also, that was on our third quarter of the financial year program, which is the fourth quarter of the calendar year. But due to time constraints, we could not, we don't think we'll be able to proceed. But if time allows us, the last week, we might consider that joint meeting. So if we're satisfied with this, may we then go to the next set of minutes, which is the minutes of the 22nd of August. The meeting was held in the old assembly, V226. And it was a briefing by the CSIR on enterprise creation and industrial development. I'm also taking that the minutes were forwarded to you on time. Can we go to page 1?
Check.
Yes.
Under the name, because other actions in the past that have been present, and it was under apology as well. So I mean, you probably were all apologies. You couldn't tell you present.
That's also Bala magic, yeah.
You've been playing now.
Yeah, I can see it.
It's the Sosobala magic. You won't understand. Okay. What is what, Peter Paul? There were apologies from them, no? So all of them apologized. So none of them was there. So yeah, bonny cut and paste your gula lava. Okay, can we go to the next page? The coalition apology. We are okay, second page, page 2. Page 3.
Chair, sorry again. Number 3, 40.2.
Yeah.
Chairperson noted that the presentation has just come down. Some of the questions that the members had over time. Over time is not one word.
Separate the over from 10. Do you agree? Okay. Three, under deliberation, point 2. Yes, the second line of point 2. Yeah. Okay. Any other?
CSIR has capacity to assist with tackling the country's water challenges. The CSIR is involved in tackling the country's water challenges.
Okay. Yeah. That sentence can be improved, and there's a suggestion on how to improve it. Do you agree? It says the same, but in a much more clarified, succinct way. If we agree, can we move on? We agree, okay. If we don't have any other thing on page 2, on page 3, can go to page 4. Are we okay? Can we then move for the adoption if we're fine?
Chair, the last page,
yeah.
The second bullet, the sentence that creation of a local market is important.
Second bullet?
Yeah, the sentence that creation of a local market, last sentence.
Last sentence. Creation of a local market is? important. Creation of a local market is important, linked then with efficient public sector procurement. What are we trying to say?
Chief, I need to be able to put in the word automated results, the creation of a local automated market.
Because we're talking of the automotive sector, yeah? Local automotive market, yeah? Is important. Is it not there where there's a comma, especially when linked with efficient public sector procurement? No, public sector. A different approach needed if we are to establish our own automotive sector. No other particular program in place. Policy certainty is needed. What were we saying here? What policy certainty did we talk of here? Don't remember us talking about policy certainty. Do you want to assist us, Peter Paul?
I think that particular part is something that would have come as a response from the CSIR, not necessarily from the committee.
Yeah, but if you talk of
policy, it must be mentioned. What policy are we talking about? So tomorrow, if we are asked, we are able to say what part of automotive sector policy are we talking about, which part. Because if we just put and throw in statements there that we are not even clear of, it becomes a challenge, especially if it's not text put in context, because it's like we are just putting in statement here. Policy certainty is needed, but I'm sure that it was contextualized then when they responded. It's just that some of us can't recall exactly what we're talking about, a particular part here. Because I remember a question was asked on the local car. They did indicate that the question is not about a local car in particular. It's not an innovation issue, because they have capacity for that. The only challenge was related to financing. Yes, and being able to create the market for that. They even gave an example of a Kia car. When it started at a very small scale. Nobody was interested then, very few people. And then because they could market it and they put more resources into it, look at where Kia is today. So I'm not sure what policy issues or policy certainties are we referring to. If we can't explain it, there's no need to put something that we ourselves cannot explain. Let's rather remove it, because it's not even linked to anything here. And the sentence preceding that, I think they need to be removed, because unless we clarify it or modify it. Do we have any suggestion? Those who are part of the meeting? This is our minute, and therefore our legacy. If we want to leave such minutes for people coming after us, it's fine. But you agree that we remove the two sentences?
Yes.
Okay. And then we modify the last one as suggested by Comrade Atkinson. Okay. Packaging of the success stories. What are we saying that afterwards? So we include the country. Needs to tell, okay. There was a question asked, remember, that was, if you remember well, on the financing of the funding of the CSIR. They did explain the 25% also, because we were worried that, the 75%, which was generated from outside sources, the issue was about the influence of the work of CSIR by those, though they clarified. I just don't want it to come back again. If you remember it, can you talk to it? Because they did respond to that. Nwabisa, you want to assist? You want to assist? Okay.
Good morning, members. Chair, I was saying that they mentioned that the other part, the other amount, was from the state-owned entities. So it was not the amount that was from government, and then there's an amount that is from the state-owned entities.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say exactly how much was from the state entity.
I'm responding here from the 75% of the CSIR funds generated outside sources of income. Can we put it correctly then so that we don't confuse? Because the way you are putting it is like sources of income, influence, then predominantly public service. It's not clear of what you are trying to say, Peter Paul. Because these were issues that were raised. Can you clarify that one? So that it's very clear that 75% is from outside, and what does outside mean? It doesn't necessarily mean the private sector or any other. It means it's government and then the public entities. So the issue of influence doesn't arise. Okay. Are we happy with the rest of the meeting? A minute. That is Liane.
Thank you, Chair. I can't remember what the last sentence represents. Transformation of the organization. Location is easier. I think we were a little bit concerned about where the institution is located. But I think as far as transformation is concerned, we're happy. because it's full of young doctors. Young black doctors. So if it's just a transformation of the organization, it can go either way.
It's true, because I also remember members were very encouraged by the, even the delegation, the type of delegation we had, and we felt a lot of work that is being done around transformation. The concern was the where the whole center was located. That's when they then extended an invitation to us to come and see, so that we can see how it looks like and why is it not possible to move it anyway. But then also the issue of access, it was mentioned that it is not, from what we had, we wanted to clarify whether was it accessible to everybody. They indicated that anybody is allowed to come in, but the issue is that if you are in the rural areas, how do you then access Pretoria? How do you know about CSIR Center while you are in Mbuzini, for instance? How do you know that CSIR exists? That's when I think we spoke about them intensifying the awareness campaign so that people can begin to know and be able to utilize. Although they had practical examples of people from the rural areas utilizing their center and their services. Remember when they gave us also the work that was done, you know, through by assisting women who are today, their businesses are everywhere, worldwide. The Moringa pub, the Moringa products, that they help the woman to turn into a very successful business. The Inyang, who was helped also with the product. I think the body lotion, I think those are the cosmetic business. I think there are few that they showed us. I can only remember a few, but members will recall that there were other products also that were helped. But anybody who feels they need something and they need to be assisted, they are helped. But we still felt that was not enough. If they need to really reach out to everybody so that people can know that even if I need a chair, but the chair I need is in such a way that it accommodates my needs. But in the market, I'm not able to get. I can go there and request them to make that and help me to make such a chair. They will be able to assist you because scientists are there. So, Dr. Klein, I don't know whether you remember, sir.
Thank you very much, Chair. No, Chair, I'm just trying to remind us, to recall that there are two incidences. There is this issue of the meeting, which was here in Parliament at the old assembly. Then, on the other hand, the actual visit, where they then facilitated, sure as a meeting and therefore and
yes.
All of that. But that was during the visit to the center. So I think so far as the minutes are concerned, we are fine. Yeah, we are fine.
Even during the presentation they showed us, but because we did not have the first hand experience. When we went to the center, we were able then to see in practical what they meant in their slides by those things. When they were presenting, it wasn't clear. It became clearer when we went there. So I'm trying to say they did give examples even during presentations, if you recall. Mm-hmm. So if we agree then with the rest of the things, can we then agree on the minutes by confirming them? Babe Pekinini, January.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. Yeah, Chair, Masha was not there for that. Dark and loud.
Black like me.
I'm just thinking about that now, Chair. But again, I want really, Chair, to move for the adoption of this minutes, Chair, the 22 August 2017. A true reflection. We
have Nigerians here, so you must explain what Shineke means. I didn't know. Somebody says Shineke, so I wanted to understand. That's the 13th language. Mm. Oh, Chineke means I wonder. Oh, okay. All right. Mashaba as an entrepreneur, not Mashaba as a politician. Okay. A product of what?
EDD.
No, EDD came after. Long after Mashaba was there. Mashaba with Black Like Me has been there even in the 80s. That's when it started. Huh? Long time ago, yeah. So we... Are you moving? Any seconder? With amendments, yes. That's it, Lian?
I second the Honorable Chair.
Thank you. Can we move to Matters Arising? Matters Arising on page 2. Those who are not part of this, I don't know how, you should just try to educate yourself. And you also free to visit CSIR Center. I'm sure that you can gain something from there, especially to assist your constituencies. Are you assisting your constituencies to access that case?
Chair, I think as far as matters are running, maybe what you can say is there was a follow-up visit case that was held on that. A lot of what's mentioned in here was actually dealt with.
Was dealt with, you covered.
So I think you could possibly just say that matters arising were dealt with at the other side of the business.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a proposal that matters arising were covered by the... Yes, of course, we propose that there's a visit, as it was extended. There was an extended invitation. We did go there. Yeah.
I wish to second that, Chair. But whilst I second that, I thought you had dealt with matter arising on page by page.
Yeah.
During the minute.
Yeah. Okay. That's the principled agreement. Page 2, page 3, I mean, in the JPM.
Thank you, Chair. I think in line with what Honorable Atkinson is saying, we deal with both the minute, but in the context of the understanding that there was that visit that we conducted. And I want to indicate that during the visit, we did raise a concern when they indicated that they're also doing work in other countries and so on. We said, while that is good, it would be better if they would try and take their, the institution to rural areas and so on, so that they have branches, so that the good work that they're doing could be exposed to faraway communities, so that people can then be able to take their initiatives over to them. They then try to explain that, no, they are working overseas because they also have a responsibility to...
I don't think you are concentrating. This is the matter that's been arrested.
They said they're doing business outside because they've got to raise additional funds and so on.
We said while that is in order, it's important for them to take the institutions to the rest of the institution, to the rest of the country. I thought that should be reflected so that you don't have people all coming to Pretoria. They need to decentralize and so on, because the services that they offer there are very good, especially for emerging entrepreneurs. They help you to innovate, to do everything until you put your product on the shelf, and they claim nothing from you, which is very, very noble. Other institutions, they help you, but at the end of the day, somehow, you know, the terms and conditions and so on, they put you on the shelf, and then when you make money, they leave you. Thank you.
Okay. Maybe we can say, because we did mention this also during our interaction with them, that they should continue working closer with the IDC and other funding agencies, so that they can, as those agencies identify, they can then together with. They said they do work with IDC, but we want them to intensify the work that they are doing. Yes, they say they work with all agencies responsible for issuing of standards. So are we in agreement with that? Can we then maybe we also need to say that we need a joint session with the departments, the other departments, the Science and Technology Department, I mean Portfolio Committee, the Rural Development, Agriculture, those are, well, the DTI, also on localization, because it comes in from time to time. Because CSIR can assist those entrepreneurs. At the end of the day, if they don't get market, that's not going to help anybody. So as much as there are incentives for FDI, for foreign direct investors, we also need some kind of incentives for local entrepreneurs that promote local products. So that we need a balance in that. If you agree, we may continue. We are not going to pursue the local car issue, no? Are we in agreement, ne? Are we not going to pursue the car issue? The local car issue? Somebody must really make sure that we have our own South African car.
Around the issue of the car, is there anything, for an example, there are people who got that, but is there any funding that is being put aside to make sure that it's happening, number one? Number two, if it's happening, where is it going to start? Who are we starting with? You know, so that it can be clear that who can. So at this moment, I can see I can read it, but it's not clear who's supposed to be doing what, when, and how. So if there are people around there who got experience, who can be put on board, why don't we make sure that it's happening? I'm talking about the department. So we need to say to the department, by this time you should tell us who have you identified, or who are, what do they all call them? The co-ops. Do we already have those co-ops that we can put on and then they can start that manufacturing? Is there funding aside for that? Is there training, you know, to revive the training or to add on what they know? Do we have people that can, what do they call them, those who are drawing? Who does that, the kind of car that we're looking for? Then that's the task that we need, and give them time frame. When are they supposed to have finished it? Because if it's just being talked and left hanging, no one is taking responsibility. But if we start to tell them that by this time this should have happened, I think we'll be going forward.
Thanks,
ma'am. In addition, I think also there's a need for us to elaborate on what transpired in several of the issues that we have. We have raised the matter on several occasions, and this aspect spread to us. While it is important for South Africa to have its own car, currently that is no longer a key issue. The key issue is how to utilize the cars that are there in the world already in such a way that we build those cars here in South Africa. They were also saying some of the companies that we need to run away to countries like Kenya and so on and so on. But we need to find a way to attract those companies, not to leave South Africa. Because although we won't be producing our own car, if we got plans here, that means jobs will be generated. And that is what we are looking for, jobs. With jobs, it does not matter if the jobs are to do with a South African product or an American product or a German product. They emphasize that the most important thing is to have more plants based in the country, whether it is for sports car or machines and so on. And we encourage them to bike them straight into the beach. You need more like bike, is what they said. But I think for private, everything would be happy even at the end of the day. We can have our own car. While others have already been on the moon several times, it would still be all right for us to at least have a South African car. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's the beginning. Chair, I agree with my colleagues on the matter, but I think what I have noted that this policy is an additional time that becomes important.
What?
Policy matter, what I must say, or MOU or whatever. There are companies or countries that come and big cars for South Africa, but we don't have any MOU, so why they are going to leave cars in terms of moving the seats, I mean, example, they make sure they empower some of us here. You know, that's what they did in other countries, that's what they planned. Last year, I think we raised another issue. The issue of the students becoming competition in schools. Where they feel it's particular to be or to the high school.
And hence I'm saying, if we can go to people who've been doing this job, who've got experience, sometimes some of, especially the black people, don't sit down and do drawings. But you'll find them manufacturing the same thing without having drawings because they know how to do it. Meanwhile, I think I understand the issue of saying we should bring big companies. But big companies are coming. If we, because they've got money, if we don't start to challenge them about certain issues, they will just take them. Because there's nothing, you know, it's all about money. I understand to hold on job, but I'm saying those big companies, those people that have been working in these big companies, they know exactly what needs to happen. Maybe here and there, there's an addition of, you know, because nowadays computers and everything. Maybe that can be an added on. But at this moment, we've got people that got skills, we've got people that got knowledge. They know the how, when, how to do. I'm saying let us give them now a chance to start off. And if it means money being put aside, let it be like that, because we have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. I do understand what you are saying. The main issue was South Africa cannot afford. Yes, I am. We're not of skills. If we are to be told today, because we went to the plant, where the innovation plant. Yes, they have different plants, different things. There's the bio, what was, the different plants there. So they said to us, if we were to be told to do that, the capacity we do have, the challenge is about funding. Financing is a problem. So then the question arises, if financing is a problem, how much, because we did have this committee raise that issue, how much do we pay as incentive to the foreign companies? Because we encourage them to come and set up their plants here, because they already have a market, which is fair, it's understandable, as they invest in our country, raises our thing, because we have now BMW, we have Volkswagen, we have Mercedes, we have Mazda, we have all those companies, Toyota and so forth, that are currently in the country. Somebody would even mistake Toyota to be South African, because as we grew up with Toyota, it has been years for years. The fact of the matter is not South African, but the other issue that we need, I think that Hitler was trying to emphasize was, currently we have challenges as a country that really needs our attention. Before we can, not to say the issue of our own car is not important, but there are issues that are pressing us now, related to growth, number one, related also to employment. If we are able to address those issues, and we are able to grow the economy to the level where we want to, we need to focus on where we are currently. Invite investors to come in, invest more, so that we can grow our economy, and through that we can then build reserves and be able to finance our own innovation. So that is the emphasis that the leaders in government are saying, or that's the strategy. But we need a car, yes, we need a car for our own. Can we raise money now? No, we can't, because of our economic situation. Should we stop lamenting on our own car? No, we shouldn't. We should forever talk about it until somebody does. Should we encourage our kids to be playing around with that at school through competitions and so forth? Yes, we should continue doing that, because that is going to stimulate interest. That's going to also make our children to be more innovative and creative, you know, so that we know that it is possible also to build your own car, like that dual car. The only problem, dual car is expensive, and I think our infrastructure is not ready for such a car.
Mm.
That's a problem, apart from being expensive. That's what we are always told. But yes, for our own identity's sake, we really need our own car. Sweden could do it with Volvo, and today Volvo is one of the big cars. But where did it start? Sweden had a challenge economically. Today they are one of those countries that are being looked up to. So it is important that we start somewhere. The issues that raised, they are very important, and we mustn't stop talking about them. We've been talking about them at this committee. We must continue talking about it, and I don't think we need to lose sight of that also. By the way, the issue of incentives is also being looked at, because we did request a report around that so that we get to understand as to how is our incentive scheme, how does it look like, what are we incentivizing, and how much does that cost South Africa. We need to understand so that we also re-strategize around how we approach incentives in South Africa. Well, that's another area where we're losing a lot of money, whether for the good or the bad, but the fact of the matter, we might find that we are over-incentivizing or under-incentivizing in other sectors too. So these are matters that are before this committee and that we've been talking about. We'll continue to make noise around them. So can we leave it there? On the skills engineers, we also talked about that our engineers, yes, we have lots of engineers in South Africa from all sectors, electrical engineers, mechanical engineers, but our engineers, are they innovative enough? No, we're not. We have engineers who are just looking for money. They have businesses, they look for money, they're not looking for any other to better them. The South African image. Engineers, when you look at other, but Australia, they go from South Africa to Australia, and sometimes you look at the TV, there's something that has been innovated or created by an engineer who's a South African living in Australia, and you become jealous because this is your own product, a person who got educated in South Africa but is somewhere else and doing business for other countries other than South Africa. Those are the issues that we really need to look at and confront as South Africa. So skills, yes, we short of, but we have, that can still help. But perhaps we need to ask the right questions at some stage, especially when we do political review at this parliament. Are we done with the pharmaceutical briefing? I mean the CSIR one? When I opened the meeting, I meant to say something about Peter Paul. I just forgot. Peter Paul's father is in the ICU, in hospital. I don't know if it's what the director. You really need prayers. I know all of us, we are human. We have such things confronting us. We feel a little bit buried, as much as we want our heart to be somewhere. But because of those things, they continue to distract us. So what I'm saying is that maybe our support staff should assist here so that we also are able or whatever that we can, but what I wanted to mention earlier was that we must keep him in prayer, in our prayers.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thanks so much. May we move on to the minutes of the 5th of September? That was held at the townhouse of Hell. We're looking at the quarter four. quarter, 4 of 2016, 17, and the first quarter of 2017 and 18 of the department. That's the quarterly report. Can you look at page 1?
Sure. If I could just ask if they could just please make a double check as to whether I was not there on the day. I suspect I was, sorry. Yeah.
Come again?
I think I was there on the day.
You arrived late, no?
Yeah, but I was there. They got me down under apologies. I think I did send an apology.
You did send an apology to say you were arrived late?
Yeah, but I was present at the meeting. I'm not sure if I ever...
Even this one, you were not well.
No, we'll just double check.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think just check the register.
Yeah.
If I sign, so I wouldn't sign the register if I did. We should just double check. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember you were not well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But let's double check.
Yeah.
So that we don't... What you guys
page 1?
Yeah?
Page 1.
Mm-hmm.
This one was there when it was welcoming the new teacher.
You were part of that meeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we just check on those.
Yeah, we double check the
We say they must just double check and then correct where. Page 2. Are we fine? Page 3. And move up. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Members can be moved for the adoption of the minutes. Any second? That is the end of second. Matters arising on page 2. On page 3. On page 4. breakdown was still needed.
No, I'm assisting you.
Okay. I just want to find out if that 6 million jobs breakdown is the main loan sector specific, okay?
Yes, yeah. Chief.
Okay. ICASA and Competition Commission. Right now we had, even the Minister of Finance was talking about only the Competition Commission's inquiry, but ICASA was not mentioned unless I didn't have in the budget speech, in the MCBCS. It wasn't. Maybe we should also request that ICASA be part of, because they normally fight over the terrain. So we must seek for collaboration between the Competition Commission and ICASA on the data inquiry issue. Maybe we need to meet with telecommunications to this regard. A joint briefing by telecommunication, by both the ICASA and the Competition Commission. That if you agree. What is your take on that? Albert, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay. That is the answer.
I agree, Chair.
Do you agree? Okay, we need that person on their approach, both of them, because the Competition Commission. It doesn't, ICASA doesn't report to us, that's why we seek the intelligence of the telecommunications. Township and the rural development know it, no? Must be coordinated. What do you want to say here? Must be coordinated by the relevant department. What does that mean? Are you able to see that?
Yeah.
Just want to understand where this comes from and what I'm trying to say here on the nodal rural township and rural development nodal.
Okay,
yes.
This to be came chair, you still remember this also has been given to deputy minister.
Sorry.
The question of dealing with the rural areas. Particular like Umaranga, where they're able to make sure that the development that is taking place and coordinate and make sure that it links with agencies and also developmental agencies in these areas. It's well done by the different ministries. So we're turning around to what you want to do.
No, I understand that because the delegation was made to me. Is it in terms of the 27 notes, 21 or 27 notes?
22.
Huh? 22. So look, how many notes are we talking about here?
I'm not sure, I'm going to check.
Yeah, but in this case, what were we saying? Townships and the rest will open node must be coordinated by the relevant department. We were obviously trying to respond to something here. That is clear.
I think what he was trying to say, Chairperson, is that we are aware that in various parts of the country there will be a variety of projects by different departments. Now the idea is that there should be better coordination so that we don't work in silos, and the EDD should be centralized. Hence the Deputy Minister coming into the I think this is what we are trying to say.
Let's put it that way then, because as it stands now, it doesn't say that. If I struggle here being the chair, I don't know what to do. But another person is the same. So it's acknowledging the work that our Deputy Minister is doing, especially in relation to rural development. As identified by the country, but we feel we need more coordinated projects related to this, and all departments must be involved in that. Needs to do that. If we agree, then. With the matters arising, it's fine. How many matters? Did we raise two?
Yes,
two. Or the impact of funding women and youth initiated by the IDC is one of the areas.
Yeah, the next person. We'll set that to the next person.
Yes, we must put it in our system so that we don't get
around the Skills Development Fund, and it does say geographical areas of implementation. That is saying that the fund should include all the geographical areas of implementation.
Which point is that now?
About seven. What is number seven?
On page?
Page 4.
Page 4. Okay, geographical areas of implementation. Those who recall,
Chair, I think the issue there was how are they going to implement the Skills Development Fund? Who is going to benefit and from which geographical areas? Is it going to be inclusive, if I'm not mistaken?
Maybe where you should start, Mavisa, is explaining what this fund is all about, so that Memfulo can also understand. I know I'm ambitious.
Are you wrong, Chair? Can you please give me 5 minutes, Chair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Chair, on top of that,
we are talking about beneficiation. Now, I'm open up for corruption because we mine iron ore. but we don't beneficiate it in the country. Now, I just want to understand around that issue of beneficiation, to where do does our steel come from? Outside? Or do we benefit, or do we manufacture steel here in the country? If not, what plan do we have? I'm just raising this, you know, I know there may not be answers now, but I'm just raising them in terms of asking them to say, what are we saying in terms of beneficiation?
In terms of that, yes, we agree that we that sector is still not transparent. And apart from that, also for consumers, it's still very expensive to buy steel in the country, whereas we have the resources, the minerals, the issues here were around parity pricing, meaning that the raw material is transported somewhere else, imported expensively, and then processed, and then exported expensively. So the prices are at the range international price level. So irrespective of the fact that they are manufactured here. So there are few role players in the price that is concerned. We need to expand in terms of that, make sure that we become as inclusive as possible. But then those are the issues that are still under debate currently. I know a lot of mileage has been covered in as far as that is concerned. There are various incubation systems that are being put in place in order to address that particular matter. I know that in terms of ITEC, there's also is it a committee, no?
Yes,
that is set up, the same committee that we can try to issue, especially for import and export purposes. So the country is doing something on that because we are also worried about that matter. So the beneficiating issue is there, and both the Department of Trade and Industry, our department in an interventionist manner, are addressing those issues. And as a committee, I think so far we are comfortable with the measures that have been put in place to deal with that. Can we go back to the steel fund?
Thank you, Chair. So the steel industry has been in crisis globally, ma'am, for honorable member, for a while, since about 2010. And our foundries were closing down, and people were losing jobs by the thousands. And then government came up with the idea.
Foundries, those companies or plants that are processing steel.
Yes, Chair.
Yes, okay. I wanted to be clear to all of us, but not only for you, also for others too.
So in order to intervene, then government came up with the idea of the Steel Competitiveness Fund. The fund is being administered by the IDC under Economic Development Department, and there's about 95 million allocated to that fund. The aim of that fund is to, because one of the challenges in the steel industry is that steel companies in South Africa were not able to compete with companies in China. So the idea is to use that money to improve the ability of the South African companies to compete internationally, and that the downstream industry must also benefit. So I think the question there was, who exactly are there? People have people been identified who are going to benefit from that fund?
Yes.
Thank you, Chair.
I think you'll also appreciate the fact that the way minutes are taken, I think we are very economic with the information here. So as a result, even if you know about something very difficult really to explain, maybe we need to improve Peter Post in that department so that you become more clearer on how we put things in the So I guess you're okay. Yes, thank you. Can we then continue if we do agree on the three matters arising as we just followed up? Agreed. Can we move on to the next set of minutes, the minutes of the 3rd of October? The meeting was held in at room S35 and 60 building. It was around the DPME AG PSC briefing on the annual performances of the department and its entities. So can we look at page 1? Patrick, can you check whether you are available here?
We were not there, we were alone.
We were alone.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't there on that
That's
day.
That's
when
you were here,
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I'm confusing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
It was last week around that.
Yeah, I remember that. Majority of people were not there.
Yeah.
So that maybe you didn't need any color. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Remember that was our second meeting by the PSC. No? We need to increase our meetings with the PSC, taking into consideration the challenges that the department currently has on the HR issues. Any move I could agree for the adoption?
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you. Any seconder?
I second.
Babucelli is seconding. Any matters arising from this matter? Is it okay to say that all matters arising were covered in the annual report consideration? We okay. I put the proposal. Is it okay to say that all matters arising were covered in the annual report? When you consider the annual report.
Yes.
Okay. We are good. Okay. Can we move on then to the minute of the fourth?
Okay.
Oh yeah. You got your report from us. I'm not seeing my phone.
Minister Housing, you are dominating my photo album in my phone. Page one. Ooh, Bethlehem. Do you have something? Not Bethlehem, Page three, page two, I mean two. Page four, page three, one, not so much in the heart. Page three, then it is. Page 4. I don't know, I can't see. When you look at point three from the bottom, Lovisa, you want to come in here? Did they say the dividend, was that the reason for the increase in dividend? So, dividends to the shareholders? Dividends paid.
I think we were acknowledging that there was an increase in dividends, especially given the fact that in the previous year they had they made huge losses, but managed to recover in the year that was being reviewed.
But then, how did they increase their? Maybe I should pose the question the other way around. How did their revenue increase irrespective of bad performance? I'm trying to understand this on that basis. If they make losses, remember, the performance doubled, if not tripled, in the year under review. Whereas, they were not able to pay, they did pay it. That's why they said it increased. I would understand. But then the previous year they didn't do well. Why then pay dividends in this particular year when they were not performing well? Where did they get the money for that?
It's not that they didn't make a loss. I think the profit was about
minus
200 million, in whereas they were used to making 1 or 2.5 billion.
It was a minus.
but let me just.
And they alluded that to, I mean, they attributed that to POSCO and SCO.
Yes.
To recall when.
I've got the annual report here, Chair.
Yes. Can you look at that so that we are sure of what we are saying here? Because we might end up, we might be expected as a strategy to explain in and out when we don't understand. Because my understanding is that you are able to pay dividends only if you make profit.
The dividend they're talking about, 20 million rand they
paid,
it was just 20 million rand, like 54, they should have done quite look. Use the money to go development and take it away from needed.
So how
I
then
think it was something
pay
like it was symbolic that this year they just made a 20 million rand payment. We just need to check that amount as to what they call it, but it was a voluntary payment of a 20 million rand.
So in this case, the dividend increased. It was not just paid, it increased. That's where my worry is. If it was paid as a way of, you know, paying into the revenue fund, because here the shareholder is the government.
And it wasn't.
So if you then increase the money while you did not perform well in the previous, where did you get that money? And how are you able to close the gap in future? Especially, moreover, that you are looking for an additional shareholder in this case, in the case of SCO. I don't know if I'm clear or I'm confusing myself. Am I clear? Okay.
I think the structure in which this center constructed may be compounded. Because at our level, we don't really give instructions, you know, to say you must increase the shareholding and so on. Shareholding is not really our issue. I think our issue was with the money, the losses that were being written off. This is where we were concerned that they were writing off these things, huge figures, willy-nilly. And then we were saying this is not the way to go about it. They need to follow up on this matter, and then there should be reasons why there are these losses in the first place, and they should deal with those. I think this is what our focus was. As to whether the shareholders should get an increase and so on and so on, I don't think that is what we said. The sentence says dividends paid to the shareholder must increase. We don't.
The credit dividend of 15 million, but the 20 million.
And you don't just say that. You say that looking at some of the amounts that have been
voluntary, the shareholder has
not
been expecting that because
how do we
the money they previously said
because
the losses.
That's where I feel something is wrong. We are linking things that are not supposed to be. Did you find the answer?
Yes, Chair.
Okay. Can you talk to the person?
Chair, I remember this is a point that was made by you. Generally, you're saying that where there's been positive income generation, the IDC must also be able to declare to the shareholder and say, this is what we've made, we are declaring a dividend and we are giving to the shareholder however much. And they said that this year for the first time, they made a voluntary payment of a 20 million rand, which we've just found in a financial statement. It says a dividend of 20 million rand was paid to the shareholder during the financial year,
on 28 June 2017, the directors declared a dividend of 50 million rand. And when they were explaining this once, they were saying that years prior to this, they had not been expected to pay these dividends because of the difficulties that they had gone through. But this one was a symbolic payment, just once off this year was 20 million rands, which they made to the shareholders. I think, Chair, if I remember that point you were just making, but it was together with the points around the amounts that have had to be written off, and that it's expected that your funds must be protected to losses that are just made due to bad management. But this particular line on the dividends is exactly this one that we've just found.
I just don't want, I think where you are putting it, it's a very wrong. If you are thinking that what I said, because I said it in the opening, that even irrespective of having made losses previously, they still managed, when we are reading their report, they still managed to give out some dividends. It was not a matter of saying, you must give dividends. It's what they have done. Look at what you've written here. Dividends paid to the shareholder must be paid. Especially looking at some of the amounts that have had to be written off. I mean, these two things to me, they don't meet. They don't gel. Unless I'm missing the point. The other issue I raised was this relation, because I remember raising it also, the issue of write-off. I raised that issue. How do you write off when, you know, without even making sure that the people repay the money? Are we really going all out to ensure that people pay off, we just write off? Because it's very easy with IDC sometimes to write off debt. So those are the two issues that we were raising, but within that context, as it's raised here, I think it's talking to something else, not talking to what I was talking about. Can you correct that? For us, it's easier to be like we are being very, very reckless here. We cannot demand money when we know that they are not performing. And that I wouldn't accept because I'm one person who's very prudent financial management.
In some circumstances, the company will write off in order to claim the books. In particular, when the relationship with the stakeholders issues and the stakeholders stroke, the shareholders think that there are no reasonable grounds to recover. In order to make the company to reasonably start afresh in the next financial year without the burden of the debt, then the accounting process will allow the shareholder to propose a resolution that the money be written off so that it doesn't become a perpetual accounting problem, such as an increased loan with increased facilities which compound the problem in the company. Because if it remains an increased loan, it means even when they do well, that money will have to be returned.
I agree, but we shouldn't mix issues here. You know, when you talk about the shareholder being part of, you know, the government or something else, but where a shareholder is a private company, you have to ensure that you really look at all options of recovery before you can write off. In this instance, there were instances where really we were not sure whether that is done. But they did respond that they do that before they can write off. They did explain that. That's why I'm saying even the sentence, the paragraph itself is missing many things in one. It's not as explicit as things were discussed. As a result, it might confuse us. Tomorrow people will say, hey, the committee, you are the one who said they must increase dividends irrespective of, and we'll agree. Because they'll produce this minutes to say, yes, you said so. What are we going to say? Can we move on? The next page is in page 5. I'm hoping that is being corrected.
Yes.
So that you separate also types of shareholders. Because if we club all shareholders, we'll have a problem tomorrow in explaining. Okay with 5. Page 6. Are we happy?
No, Chair.
Uh-huh.
So, to take the break.
Yes.
I need some assistance. Yeah. Number 3.
Page 7.
Page 4.
4.
Where we talk of the Apollon's project.
Apollon.
Yeah. I just want to know whether or not this is the correct English. In a community of a community, clearly dependent on the fishing.
Is that
four.
Page 4?
Yeah.
Bullet.
Sorry.
The Avalon project, yes?
Yeah. So it's in a community of a community called Dependent
Fishing. In a community purely. In a community.
Okay. What would you say? And the community purely dependent on fishing.
A community purely dependent on fishing. My comment that in English. And we should before then put hyphen because we are still explaining the fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? Thank you. We were on page 7. Any mover? We agree, page 7, mover for the adoption. Maybe then we'll get the next one. Oh, sorry. Then you silent seconding. Matters arising page 1, page 2. Page 3. Can you still call on the Costco and form issue? And also the issue of faith, I think we need to hold on that one. We'll continue until the plan is finished. But remember the issues around vehicle issues related to involvement of the community, the local involvement of local investors, local employment. Those communities were up in arms. So we need to continue to follow up. Now this time is supposed. We'll also continue on the UIC. While the improvements on the Black Industrialist Program, we want to get progress report also. Competitive Enhancement Program on the textile and clothing industry.
I assume that you are going to be very quick. I know you are the very efficient chair, right?
Mm-hmm. So you want us to just run through things? Okay. You are excused to do it. Okay. But those are the issues that we wanted to look at. Unless you have any other issues, I'm thinking that in terms of the IT, in terms of ITEC, do you have anything? Okay, can you continue that? Any more? We move to those are the issues. Can you go to the last set of minutes? October the 10th, EDD and the Competition Authority held a town hall itself. Page 1. Bob, you're
beginning.
was not, it's not there.
But check me with this was you're speaking in the same way.
Mara, you're not present. So, so bad, Fed. Or Fed to pick up what?
Chair, I doubt if I was not present. I was there. This is. I must also check my email.
Competition authorities, Mansell, you were not there.
I was. I've got so much.
First of all, for the first of all, this boy is.
Oh, is it not
here
now?
And you've just got your anchor. Possibly.
Page 2, if you are fine. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6.
Hey, what's that?
Page
7.
Page
8. There's no page 7 or 8. you went beyond your mandate.
I'm talking. I wanted to attract them to.
Yeah.
I wanted to check whether they are following. No, this is without that, there's
no page 7. Because I'm still thinking I need a second name. It only needs one.
And I see that this young person. Let's
go find the second name.
Yeah, what
do you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Any movement? If you're happy with the minutes, if they are. Any mover? You were all then.
Hmm?
Yes. Except Matsundi.
Oh.
January.
Yes, sir. I move, sir, that we move to extend the meeting at the 2:00 of our meeting to place on the same day.
Wow. Full endorsement of the minute. Any seconder?
I'll second, sir.
Thank you. Seconding. Matters arising. Page 1. Who is Miss Mielis?
Tanya. Tanya, yes.
Van Mielis, huh?
Yes,
oh,
Tanya.
Okay, I didn't know her surname. And then the other one, Mark Vanis, what is it?
Ma Vanis.
Yeah? Spelled with S. S. V.
It's a Zimbabwean surname. Ranyali Washa.
Ma Vanis. Ranyali Washa. Oh, okay. That's nice. So it's not mass violence, it's mass violence.
Yeah.
The air is not, it's a quiet. Okay. Can we go to page 2? Page 3? Make noise if I can't hear you. From the bottom, the second line. The more challenging is the question of the structure that the department wishes to have. There's still a need, a lot more need to look outside. What are we saying?
Okay, so yeah,
department's organogram status.
Oh.
Organogram is there, but there's a funding shortfall to fund the posts available. I'm pointing this issue because I remember there wasn't a problem of the shortfall. Unless I'm putting otherwise. Or was it a problem with the people they needed to attract?
Sorry.
There's no problem with the structure. The problem there is about the vacancies.
Mm.
We normally all the time complain that we don't employ people in the structure, but they always have an explanation that all of them are looking at a particular scale. So they source the skill or that expertise and then utilize it. Now it's a question, this sentence is right, but it's a question of rewriting it so that you're explaining this particular skill to them. I don't think it's good.
Can we remind each other, maybe we're not getting it. Because I thought the department doesn't have a problem starting with the structure. They have a problem with filling or setting for a vacancy. Am I wrong?
Members, parallel processes, but at this meeting, there are two parallel processes, but at this meeting I was talking about filling in the current vacancy process.
Mm.
The organogram, yes, that's the process that has to be completed, but at this meeting members are complaining that the posts are not being filled.
Mm. Because remember we asked the question that whether the organogram has it been approved. And I remember the issue being yes, it has been approved in 2009. They're still using that organogram that was approved in 2009. They are busy with the structure that was left unfinished by members. That they haven't finalized. Actually, it is between themselves and the PSC. That's what I remember them saying. So I think we need to put it differently. And then the other issue was around the filling of vacancies. They are not able to do that because they need particular expertise that currently they cannot, they are not able to attract. The issue was not asked whether that skill not available in the market or what, but the issue was that they are not able to attract. Hence they utilize, they pick people from elsewhere and utilize them. If that understanding is what you have, then I think this would need to be reworked because it doesn't really, in my own view, talk to those to that. It's important to separate the two so that you don't attend to them as though they are one and the same issue. But I don't remember, maybe my memory doesn't serve me well here, but I don't remember the department talking about the shortfall. Because they are still working on the organogram. How do they know their shortfall? Even if they have, they know, but they never mention that. I don't remember them mentioning the shortfall. It's possible that my memory is not serving well. Can you remind? Because if this is our minute, we need all to participate. Mr. Pollen, if there's something you came across in the annual report, maybe refer us to that. Maybe they forget to write it. But I don't even also remember getting that in the annual report. Okay, if while you're still sorting it out, we can't wait for you for now. We have to continue. The CIFA issue was clarified. Page 4, metaphorizing. Oh, we didn't have metaphorizing. Page 5, if you don't have anything here. We'll still need on page 4 the follow-up on the skills briefing, the development on the skills shortage in the country. That's a matter raised in Mr. Paul and Novisa. And we must still call the IDC chair. It must be clear to the poll here that this is the IDC chair who undertook to brief the committee on the Standard Bank matter. So it's a matter right. We should put this in the correct. It's not me. I don't know anything about the standard thing.
Deputy Commission.
No, it's not the ICC, it's the Competition Commission.
Tribunal.
I'm in tribunal, ne? Yeah, Competition Tribunal.
The bank's case.
The bank case, yeah, that way. I remember asking this question. It's Competition Tribunal, Deputy Chair, yeah. We must bring it back here. We need that. The last one, page 6.
This page. Standard Bank.
follow up on the ArcelorMittal conditionality, especially around the 4.6 billion commitment. We need that follow up. I think the last one would be to check on the organogram. I mean on the Competition Act, whether it covers the issues raised by the Competition Tribunal. And the fact that the Competition Commission also needs an additional deputy. Because at the moment the Act gives them one deputy. In terms of their proposed organogram, they want a second deputy. If I were to remind you also on the tribunal also wants additional members because the workload is an issue. So those are issues that demand that the Act be amended. All right. We are done.
No, sorry, sir.
Yes.
This bullet number 7, the one that you were talking to.
Which one? The last one?
No, no. Choice 3.
On page 3.
Yeah. How are we going to construct this number? Because there are things that we need to remove.
8, number 8,
no? No. Yeah, it's been.
Number 8.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's been. How are we going to reconstruct it? Because I think there are a number of mistakes that are in the center.
Can we give them an opportunity to look at it? And then before we close, they come back to us. So we'll pass this a little bit for a while. Can we go back to the minutes of the 24th of October that I said in my talk? I'm worried that the time doesn't allow that much unless we give people 4 or 5 minutes to look at that. You have a report with you, the final report. We just want to know what amendments we need to on the beautiful
art. Teacher, I started putting them here, should I just mention that and send some of them with it?
Hmm?
I thought I'd already started putting them on the menu. Should I just take 5 minutes to finish up and then print for consideration?
Do we allow you 5 minutes on the minutes related to the beautiful art? It will affect our witness. We have to have that. What are you saying? Or should we look at them in the next meeting? I need your participation. Is that it, sir?
I suggest that we finalize them in the next meeting.
In the next meeting?
Yeah. So that we don't apply too much pressure.
Although he has already 86 the report, the final report, just a matter of taking that to here. Because we made amendments on the final, on the report, and we adopted the report, but those amendments are not in the minutes. So we need to approve the minutes based on those, on the amendments. So we want to know, because we will adopt the minutes without any amendment stipulation. And that is the law. Yes.
My suggestion, Chair, was that we don't finalize the minutes. We finalize them when we're through.
Mm.
So
because I don't think it will take 5 minutes. It will be like looking at the report.
No, we're done with the report.
I mean, but when you put in the position.
So if I understand, we agree that we have the minutes until next week.
Okay.
We finalize them in the next meeting. Before we deal with the position. Agreed, ma'am?
Agreed.
Okay. Can we come back to this, the report of the 10? How did you coin the bullet case?
Chair, I think colleagues just advised that just to avoid any confusion, it is best that we remove the part that speaks to the issue of the shortfall and let's check so that, that we have removed that on the record.
There's a proposal.
The more challenging is the question of structural development issues. What is the meaning?
Exactly, yes. And that is then?
I suggest that to get rid of the headache, let's just remove that bullet. The bullet.
Okay.
It won't harm us.
Do we agree?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, let's remove that. The two sentences. Are we happy, Chair?
What are we removing?
We're removing
uh-huh.
After organogram is there, I guess we put the full stop. Remove everything after until available, we remove. And then the more challenging is the question of the structure the department wishes to have, we also remove. Am I right? There's still a lot more need to look outside department for expertise on the various complex subjects of the economy, seeking to get a more flexible organogram in West Japan. So the issue of organogram is covered there, the flexible organogram. I just don't understand what is a flexible organogram. But that's what the minister told me, I remember that. And that's between them and the case. We don't touch it. What we're interested in is the final organogram. They must agree on that structure. Unless we mean flexible by any contract workers, otherwise, we're done with the work of the day. There's no provision for any other business, and therefore, I declare the meeting closed. Thank you for your attendance and
Just for later, I'll probably ask you some about Utumela, just so that I just double check, but I think I'm done.
Thank you very much.
Those are the most substantive.
I put that 1500 change for the
kinds of writing about the removal of things.
Thank you.
wonderful.
Happy.
It's very, very much.
Thank you very much. Well, can only hope you'll be all right.
Yeah. How long have you been there for?
Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he get a stroke? Or?
You know, you remember he's a pre-stroke, so he's actually in a coma.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But you know, they usually say when there's no reaction, it's not getting worse, so you can only expect an improvement.
Yeah.
So it's more like a stability right now.
Yeah.
How old?
75.
75. Mm. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, no, no. We can only just be, we can only be positive. And,
sorry?
We can only just be positive.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Which hospital is
it? Eh?
Which hospital is
it? It's Pingo Medical Center.
Which one, sorry?
It's Pingo Medical Center.
Okay. All the best.
Thanks, thanks, thanks. Are you alright?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm
good.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Lots of excitement going on up in Joburg. We're going through our, we just had our regional congress and I was elected as the finance chair.
Oh yes, I remember you mentioned it on the last.
Now we're on to the provincial congress and the two guys running for leader of the year, I think. And
who is it, by the way?
Sorry?
Who are they?
There's a guy called John Moody, who's he's a president.
I know.
Yeah,
yeah.
John Moody's a leader and Gullet, which
yeah.
he's
lost to Moody before, hasn't
sorry?
He? He has lost to Moody before, hasn't
who?
He? Moody. No?
Yeah, I think. So anyway, the battle now is between Gallup and Charlie, who's there, and
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So
who was the mayoral candidate for the East Rand.
That's right.
Yeah.
Same
guy.
Speak very well.
Yes.
But my constituency is supporting him, and now the Rudy, who's the present leader, is trying to strong arm my guys and supporting him.
Yeah.
So I had them on the phone today, they're very upset with the way they're yeah, so I said to them, it's a bad time because it, I said, you know, people need to learn to do this thing in a more graceful way.
Yes,
and,
I mean,
it's
yeah.
It's quite intimidating, you know, really. Yeah. So we're going through our own things.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting time all around.
You know, and as our party grows and becomes stronger, you know, the contestation position becomes more serious. You know.
Yeah.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. One touch.
When he said he was at the September manager at the department, quarter one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, because of that afterwards, he was not there for one of
the yeah,
the
was the issue of
the
question. Question.
Yeah.
when a folder is sent there. Everyone is there, and I'm the one who forked out money for him to go to the facility. Oh, I literally emptied my pocket. I should have just gone to, you know, cost more for me to try. I just think you are just adding to the trauma. You know, just what you can from who you are, and then and just take it from there.
Okay, but if your mom is okay.
Yeah, my mom.
Then you're not the only child of the baby.
No.
Aren't you a baby?
No, I'm actually the eldest. But my mother's side, she has a baby.
No,
I was thinking,
from your mother's side?
From my mother.
And your dad's side?
And then my dad has that five other children who are all older. My mother's like first, and then my father's
So only two?
So that's what, just just one child.
Sure. Sure.